My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
What's up, everyone? Welcome. This is the Shepherd Ambella Show. Get your coffee and popcorn. Might get crazy. Share the show out. Yeah. Well, it doesn't get any crazier. Just the story gets deeper with the whole entire Donald Trump assassination plot. Everything under the sun is going on. I don't know also if you guys caught the Republican National Convention last night and the, the whole show or whatever with Kid Rock and all that, Hulk Hogan. But right now, aside from the potential banking failures and all this looming stuff that we all know is eventually going to happen, one of the main stories is Senator Hawley exposes deep state setup at Trump rally. Secret Service used DHS fill-ins. And then you got a question, did CIA place agents? Because we're going to really war game this out. We're going to really take a look at what would have to be done to carry out something like this. Now, whistleblowers have come forth and they've revealed alarming security breaches at the July 13th rally for former President Trump. Majority of DHS officials were obtained, or that were obtained, were untrained temporary fill-ins. So Senator Josh Hawley, he's formally expressed his urgent concerns to the Secretary of Homeland Security. And there's been a lot of failures, but the whole thing is the news wants you to believe that the Secret Service is incompetent. Part of this, probably part of the CIA's side and cover up, not only did they get the shooter in there and multiple shooters and all this. And remember, there was two vehicles. There was the van, then there was the shooter's car. There was that van from Arizona, so there's a lot of stuff going on here. There's the Secret Service blaming the local law enforcement, saying they were responsible for that buildings to be secured, that the shooter was found on the rooftop. And furthermore, these whistleblowers have come forth and the senator's written a letter to the Senate, basically like a Senate committee, I believe, and is requesting hearings and stuff, basically because there was no use of detection canines, crucial monitoring for entry points and identifying potential threats, allowed unauthorized individuals to access backstage areas, posing a significant risk. Furthermore, under the deployment of department personnel who could have effectively monitored the security buffer around the podium, was not positioned at critical points around the event perimeter, potentially exposing the event to security threats or possibly letting nefarious sources from within the deep state FBI/CIA complex operate with impunity in and around the venue grounds. I mean, this clearly was a setup. Now, whistleblowers, think about how bad this is. This is on SQAUK.com, Squawk.com. Everyone go there. The link is in your description. Also, hit the first link, the link tree. Don't forget to support my show, support the broadcast. Keep this going. I need your help to keep everything just even paid. Forget me making any kind of money on this. I just need to get the bills paid, the main bills. So I would appreciate if people can help out. And I've been working hard on this so we can get the real stories. I cannot believe how much disinformation is out there. And I'm sure, like, even in my investigation, there's evolving stuff and things will evolve and we'll find out more and more or find out someone had it wrong. But what I'm seeing out there is a lot of, it looks like potential purposeful shills, like literally like, CIA backed and controlled operatives. And I'm even seeing comments. I mean, these things are coming out of the woodwork. It's absolutely almost unprecedented levels. And this letter that the senator sent, it includes specific inquiries about the decision-making process for staffing of the event, the percentage of DHS agents from SHI compared to those from the USSS, which is the United States Secret Service, and the training of Homeland Security agents in handling such events. Additionally, Senator Hawley sought clarity on the presence and use of detection canines and magnetometers. That's another thing. They should have been, like, there should have been drones up. There was just a lot of stuff. We interviewed the eyewitness, Bob, who came on the show and gave us all sorts of information on this specifically. So I appreciate anyone who's made any contributions to the show. And thank you very much. You guys are much appreciated. Much love to y'all. In this Squawk article, we got the actual letter from the senator in here, which, if you know, we could basically, I could come in here and try and make that a little larger, but you can see the original tweet. You guys can go in there and blow that up yourselves and read all of that. But Senator Hawley has requested a detailed response to these questions within 7 days of the date of the letter. And he reiterated his commitment to ensuring accountability and transparency within the Department of Homeland Security and emphasized the situation's urgency and the need for a prompt and thorough investigation. The letter was also copied to the Honorable Kimberly A. Cheadle, the director of the U.S. Secret Service. Now, this is the lady that's been dodging all of these questions, especially when she was caught at the RNC by some reporters. Now, y'all notice how they're running these operatives. They had Laura Loomer. They even showed Laura Loomer yesterday at the rally for a couple seconds on mainstream TV. Just the way they're running this whole thing is unprecedented, really. And we're going to get into this more and a lot deeper. I want to give a shout out to those joining in YouTube for the live show. We're also on Rumble Live. Don't forget to get in the YouTube chat. That's where all the action's going on. Get your popcorn and coffee ready, because Kevin Mooring, Mark Jones, Ohio's in there. Mike T, what's up, Pam? What's up, everyone? RXX, everyone in the YouTube chat, y'all can join over there. The show also archives on Apple Podcasts and Spotify for those new listeners that want to learn more about the Shepherd Ambella Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, hit that bell. You got to hit that ringer. Hit the like button. Do all that. It doesn't cost you anything. It's free. It just takes a second. So make sure and do it. Guys, we got open call lines. 262-891-0070. The number's on the screen. And for the audio listeners, 262-891-0070. For those enjoying us on Apple Podcasts, where we were ranked in the top 100 recently, and I'm trying to work it back down, so we'll see what happens. It kind of teeters around the 100 or 97th or 120th mark, so we'll continue to see what's going on over there at Apple Podcasts. So the senators released this letter. They got 7 days to respond. But it's come out that the DHS, they had all these temporary fill-ins, you know, just all of this just reeks of CIA involvement. Because what would it really take, if you think about it, what would it really take for this plot to be carried out, right? Like, you know, how would you conduct this? How would you carry it out? If you were a lone wolf, like the alleged shooter supposedly is, but we know that not to be true because the mainstream media has already admitted that 3 weapons were discharged. So right there, that means there has to be another shooter. When you run the math and the footage calculations and the distance and the angles, and you realize that shooters could not have been back in certain wood lines and trees and all of this stuff. Like, take a look at the venue grounds, for instance. What we have here, I'm going to try and pull this up. Let's just take a look. This is the parking lot. This is the roof that the shooter was found on top of. Okay. Now, if we look down over here, here's where Trump was. Okay. This bullet that came from them stands, or from that sniper's nest that I identified over here, which we'll get into in a little bit. It went just over the sniper's head, over that rooftop at an angle about like this. Over here. It didn't go in the angle of this water tower. It went way over in these woods. About right here, it ended up, but it ended up about above right here. But even if you go over here and you try to look at possible places like a sniper could hide, like right here, it's just too low. No one can get up any higher. There's no structures back beyond this. So from my investigation, that bullet could not have been fired this way, from here toward this way, whizzing over the sniper's heads and striking the 2 people on the bleachers right here, possibly 3. They might have even hit someone. It looks like 3 people actually got struck. Whizzing over there and going right into the sniper nest window back over there. Now, if we take a look over here, see, here's the water tower. Here's that wood line where the bullet, it came this way and it came right into this window, literally. in this building right here, up in that thing. So if I mean, the point is it couldn't have come from the tree line, so it came this way, and that it was fired at a slightly upward angle over this counter sniper who was right here, right over his head, and that's what they heard. Okay. So there's that. There's the post from the senator. Now, iconic American flag at Trump's assassination attempt was windage indicator for snipers. Guys, this is important. This flag, a lot of people might have heard this flag was tangled up into the shape of an angel, right? But right before Trump came on, like the Secret Service or authorities or someone, they rushed out there. Like they were struggling to get the flag untangled in a hurry. Why? Because it served as a windage indicator for snipers. Now, whether the good team was supposed to be using that for windage or the bad team, who knows? But why did they go untie that? And why did they have a flag at just over Trump's head so they knew literally the windage right over his head? This is a clear sign of deep state involvement. The assassination attempt, this is on Squawk. The link is in your description, squawk.com. Make sure and bookmark the website. Go there daily for all your news. It's an amazing website. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump during his rally has shocked the nation. While the event has been widely covered, one detail has raised eyebrows among military experts and conspiracy theorists. The prominent American flag behind him. It was merely a patriotic backdrop, or did it serve as a sinister purpose for a windage indicator for the shooters? Now, see, windage flags are critical tools that are used by snipers, and they let them know the wind speed, the direction of the bullets, and all of this stuff. So if you want to be like super accurate as a sniper, you're going to have these windage flags and indicators around. And there's various things that snipers can do and use for this, but obviously having a flag directly above your target gives you the perfect advantage for setting your scopes and whatnot, right? So this is amazing. Now, they actually untangled this flag before, and you know, all these snipers, they're trained to operate in all of these different conditions and whatnot, but it's absolutely unbelievable that if you think about it, that they actually had a flag right above them, because, you know, Secret Service probably should have been taking windage some other way and not just giving the enemy the details. So it lets me know that that's likely some type of planned setup. So if you think about it, guys, we got call lines open. 262-891-0070. The number is on your screen. Now, let me see what else I can get into here, because there's a famous sniper. His name is Nicholas Irving, and I'm gonna play a clip from Nicholas if I can. It's on Squawk, and this, he appeared on Vlad TV.
Okay, I want to run some things by you. Uh-huh. Because you're touching on some things that obviously, many people who have not been in counter defense or in executive protection, many of these things would go over their head.
Yeah.
Fifth, About a week or so ago, it was announced that Trump, he was going to hold this rally on the 13th at the Butler Farm showgrounds.
Okay, so this we're going to get into this.
Just outside
we got a caller
Butler,
with us. Caller, how's it going?
They started the setup.
Doing okay. Who's speaking there?
This is Shepard.
Hey, Shepard. It's RB. How are you doing?
Hey, RB. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I got my own podcast called RB Ham Beyond the Pale. And tomorrow I'm going to be talking to Donald Jeffries, author of Hidden History and a bunch of other books. And we're going to be talking about this. But something that really is kind of, I want to ask you, do you think I'm a crazy conspiracy nut job if I ask obvious questions about the anomalies regarding this attempted assassination?
No.
So here's the deal. There were obviously real bullets and real people were hit by them.
Yeah, I had to verify that because you got to verify that kind of stuff nowadays. But yeah, you're right.
It sure seems like it. And the incredible failures of security were so obviously apparent that it's almost like a farce, right?
Yeah.
But what bothers me is I watched this Trump speech last night. At the beginning of his acceptance speech, he said he was going to talk about what happened only once and never again because it was so traumatic. And he said that after he got hit, he looked at his hand and there was blood all over it. Like he put his hand up to his ear. But the video of evidence proves that's not true.
It doesn't. It looks. I've heard there's people that say it looks like it and they swear. And then there's people that swear it doesn't. The video is not too high def. And if you look like the only thing I can say about that is I noticed the same thing. But part of his hands, like I think his pinky and his ring finger, aren't really exposed. And if he touched that part of his ear, maybe it was hidden because it's, you know,
maybe,
but it doesn't seem like you would do that. You know, like if you put your hand up to your ear, it seems like you'd probably use like your index finger and your thumb or something. And
yeah, but anyway, there's also. And also, perhaps he doesn't want to, the reason he doesn't want to talk about it ever again because he doesn't want to answer obvious questions like that. Like there are some things that seem weird, and we all know that the deep state controls both sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that there's squabbling factions back and forth. But that iconic photo, so perfectly framed, makes me really wonder.
Well, I think that it feels to me like they photoshopped that flag. I mean, there's fact checkers out there saying they didn't, but just the angle, I can clearly go look at the photographer on live and tell that his camera's not pointed that far up toward that flag. And I,
well, that's really weird.
Yeah. So I noticed that. So they've, and the sky in the photo of the fist pump is ultra blue, and the sky in the video is hazy gray type look to it. Mm-hmm. I heard it was a blue sky to people that were like at the rally, but there was some type of particulates in the air or chemtrails or something because it was kind of like not real ultra blue like it shows in the picture. And the only thing though that's like trippy, okay, so like I've spoken with eyewitnesses and they know that bullets were literally whizzing over their heads.
And
you know, we see people literally get shot and I don't think it's faked at all, because I see people in a consecutive line getting shot, and I've determined some of the trajectories and we can hear the shots and they sound ultra real and everything about it is real. It would be like mind blowing. See, I think they really were trying to kill him. Maybe his ear didn't get hit with a bullet, but it got hit with a bone fragment or debris after it went through someone.
Even if it was nicked, I mean, you can see that too. But the whole thing.
I know. I would like to see. Too bad we can't get a spectator video. Hopefully, it'll come out from that side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it would be nice if we got official medical records about the damage of the ear. It'd be nice if we got official forensic findings about the shooting, where the people who got hit in the crowd in relation to where Trump was. You know, come on, get the. They could answer a lot of these questions.
If they're going to play this off good, I want to see Trump cut a part of his ear out so it looks real.
But I think that they're doing it all over again. They're covering everything up right from the beginning. No, there's no transparency.
So here's the thing though that I trip on. Like, okay. say they were trying not to kill him, like say they were just trying to hit his ear. I mean, like that seems insane. Like, would you let someone put an apple on your head and shoot it?
No.
Crazy,
that's
huh?
Crazy to think that. Yeah,
Yeah, so that's what makes me trip. And, you know, I had a lot of questions, but once I put that counter sniper, that second shooter's angle together, and it went right into that shooter nest, and I proved that it can't come from that wood line because it would have been over those trees or in such a high position that no sniper could have made it to it. And it definitely didn't come from the water tower. Although I'm not discounting there was a shooter in the water tower, I just don't think there was. And we only hear, unless they had a subsonic silenced out weapon up there, we already hear three guns.
But what about the eyewitnesses that are there's eyewitnesses?
I think that maybe they saw that thing on top of the water tower that kind of looks like a guy because it's sticking up. You know, when I did a lot
maybe there's a spotter up there.
Well, yeah, but some people said there wasn't, but you would think there would be, and maybe there really was. But like down below that water tower, there was five or six cop cars, and that would just be such an obvious spot and a very hard getaway. Like you would have to fire and then basically rappel on rope, you know, like if you rappelled on rope, like zzz, then you could like dip out. But that would be like everyone's going to be looking at that spot. I mean, maybe they had a spotter, like a Secret Service spotter up there or something, but there's really even no evidence of that. And I took them videos frame by frame, and I don't see nothing up on that water tower. But I'm not discounting it, but I just don't think shots came from there. And I know the angle for sure didn't come from the water tower that killed them two people on the bleachers in one line. And so but it can't, because I think I just showed it on screen. If you really calculate the angles, and I've done this deep, it basically flies right above that tree line, and there's nothing back in those neighborhoods it can be on or anything. So it had to come from the other way. And coincidentally, when I run it the other way, it literally ends up back in that perfect sniper's nest window, and I find that mind-blowing. You know, and that's actually the exact direction that our eyewitness that called in named Bob said that he heard noises, and that girl that saw the guy get shot in the bleachers heard noise over there and all that.
So the guy on the roof, the patsy, you think he even shot? Did he actually take shots, or did he just shoot blanks? Like, what's going on?
It's possible, but there's no evidence of him firing. And from my, like, I really took some time to line these things up, and when I'm saying, I'm like, it's not like I'm drawing lines across like a little piece of paper. Like, I was so blown up on this map and had my people positioned so accurately, and like when you run a line through there and extended out, I really don't believe my margin of error was, I would say, you know, it's probably not more than like a foot, maybe two at the most, at a real at from end to end across that whole thing. And I see that bullet coming from like the side of that building, like maybe someone just propped a gun up over it, and that guy was like the spotter or something, and then some guy threw his gun. I don't know. I mean, it's bizarre that like you kind of see pictures of that guy holding a gun, you know, barely, but you know, was he just using it as a, I don't think he fired. It's possible, but when I ran the math, and also the angle to like Trump's ear and like certain people that got hit like behind Trump. See, you can actually triangulate that shot is what I'm saying, or not really, whatever you call it, because it goes through two people. It goes through a person, and then it was aimed at Trump. And then it actually through that, you know, you can really get that angle. And, you know, here's the thing, like, you know, John Cullen, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen. I mean, you know, there's people, this is an active investigation and shit can happen. But now John Cullen, imagine he's got a line coming from the wood line. And I basically am claiming it it couldn't have, because it, those trees were too, like, you would have had to be above the trees as a shooter. But the, he, you know, he also drew a line from the shooter on the roof, and he positioned that shooter a little farther to the south, where the shooter really wasn't. And then when he drew that line, as if it went, he positioned the president too far forward on the podium, almost like that's a kind of a big error. And then, like, then the next person over on these bleachers, that far one that got shot, lines up with that. But the thing is like, we already saw the people fall in one shot from one angle. What would be the chance that that's the most unlucky guy in the world, that he gets shot twice from two angles? Like, so John Colin, both of John Colin's lines intersect with that final guy on the far set of bleachers. And I just find that fucking impossible at this point, you know?
Okay. And, well, you know, we're just asking questions, but something stinks, right?
Yeah. And, I'm not, you know, I'm pretty confident on my calculations. I think that a lot could come out, and I'm not claiming to be 100% right or anything, but I'm pretty confident on all those calculations. So it's bizarre to me. So, you know, and then they had, and then they admitted there's was like a sniper team up in that building and all this shit too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that obviously one of them snipers could have just took a shot from that edge of that roof or from somewhere in that building on the far side.
Yeah, and the guy, the Patsy was just a distraction, like, yeah, a magic trick.
Yeah, know? Because if you know, to get all the counter snipers to turn their weapons on that guy while the real guy's taking the shot.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah, but what about where's the brain matter on that roof, and how do you get all that done? Now, there is a way to get all that done. Remember how I said the blue in the sky doesn't look right and the flag doesn't look right because the photographer wasn't holding his camera at more than like a 45 degree angle, basically, and it probably would have had to held it like a 60. And so, you know, what if they went there a day before and filmed the guy coming across the roof, or earlier that morning, and they filmed that part, and they, you know, but that would have taken a lot, and they would have had to have like some bystanders there and go, look, and then they would have had to have the Trump audio right in the background, and none of that like makes sense. So, like, you know, I kind of like thought this through. It's like really bizarre. Like, I don't think they necessarily, now I think there's like what, where people are getting confused and it looks weird. I think they're scripting after the fact, like with the media. So, for instance, I think the CIA or FBI sent plants around, like, that one kid that did an interview, and he's like, oh yeah, I knew him. He's a loner. He's a loner in school. He always got bullied. That sounds like such bullshit to me. You know, and it's like that kind of stuff might be giving the appearance that this is like real weird, but that's like their way of trying to see, because as soon as there's two shooters proved, which there basically is, because there's three shot outputs, and that's all you need to know.
Chris Martinson of Peak Prosperity.
Yeah,
he's put out a couple of videos that prove there's more than one shooter. So.
Yeah, and even if you go by audio analysis, there's three different shot types.
Yeah.
And then that means right there it's not a lone wolf. And then, you know, what does that take to get all that? You know, how does this shooter? Oh, so then now they're saying, oh, he pre-put his gun there and all this shit. I mean, you know. I mean, I don't discount a gun was somewhere, like, but I don't think that guy was having it. How did his gun end up 10 feet away from him? Where's his brains all over the roof? Now, how did they do that one? What's your take on that?
Well, they might not have shot him in the head. Who knows? But yeah, that does seem, it does look rather staged, you know?
Yeah.
We're at 11D levels here. And we both know that the powers that ought not be like to use divide and conquer tactics, right? In this event, like 9/11, Iraq, the banking crisis, COVID, being obviously exploited to further empower the security state. So you can bet that this will be used by the right now to crack down on the left, like the left are cracking down on the right with COVID, and they're going to feel justified because, hey, they tried to kill our president. I mean, you can see this spiraling out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what do you think the deal is with now they're saying Biden's, you know, he's stronger than the president taking a bullet. He conquered COVID and all this shit.
I think this COVID thing is a way for him to bunker down and stay out of the headlights, stay out of the headlines and try to like come up with some kind of strategy. And I think his evil wife and son are trying to keep him in for the race. But I think they're trying to, the rest of the Democratic establishment, they've seen the polls. They know they're trying to kneecap this motherfucker. He doesn't want to go. This should be entertaining.
They're running him like the Weekend at Bernie's. But here's the thing. Does his wife and son know that that's not the real Biden, or do they just play along?
Who knows, man?
Isn't that some crazy shit to think about? Like how deep this shit gets. But does this make you wonder?
I gotta go. Thanks for taking my call. But my wife is looking at me. So
all right, brother. Talking too long. Talk to you soon. We got another caller on the line. Who's on the line?
Shane.
Hey, Shane. How's it going, man? Good to hear from you.
Good. Yeah, same here. I was actually listening to you when all this unfolded. You were you had a live show going on when this all happened.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell, you know? And I'm thinking it's just, you know, something in the background. You know, it isn't really tied to Trump.
Yeah, kind of like when 9/11 happened, it didn't seem real. We got another caller on the line. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike. Can you hear me?
You're coming in real low for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this any better?
Yeah, a little bit. What was your name?
Up over the mic here. Mike.
Mike. Oh, okay.
I called back in, God, it was, 2020.
Okay.
What do you think's going on, man? I mean, we have all this stuff happening, but we never seem to see the next hit coming.
So I think that we're back in.
I think there's a mathematical formula, you know?
Well, I think that we're back into some kind of danger period with asteroids and the weather changes worldwide. And basically the whole planet's in peril and there's flooding in almost every country. I mean, it's like biblical level flooding that they're hiding. And I probably got to start doing shows on it again because no one will believe it. But it's actually like,
It's
140 degree temperatures. You know, I predicted that, you know, people were laughing at me. I said, well, now it's going to be 140. And a week later it was 140, just like I said, because I'm one of the top trends analysts in the world. All that stuff's easy for me to call. It's just very like simple. Like I see this all coming. I feel like I'm in some twilight zone, like everyone's missing the signs and I'm just seeing them like blatantly. But like, you know, I think that
how'd you get that information on the Vegas shooting? You know, the
like what parts of Alex Jones? Well, I had by the time I went on Alex Jones, that was 30 days into my investigation, and I'd already written like something like 350 reports at that point. I think something like 250 or 300.
It was amazing.
Yeah, and so like you know, I'm just so how I did it was I mean, you know, obviously a lot of like research and calls and doing a lot of this stuff, but watching like thousands of hours of video, it's kind of what I did with this Trump thing. Like I've watched dozens of hours of video and mapped out angles and you know, and then I've without me being on crime scene, I've reestablished a whole, you know, basically like crime scene you know type thing through like I built it all up, I mocked it all up, and then I recreated some shit and you know came up with a lot of data, and then once I did that it actually all made sense and it actually all fit together, which is like the bizarre part, you know.
I kind of picked up with what's his name, Biden, when he was telling his people to go vote for somebody else if he didn't like what they were doing, I kind of felt like something was off. He had just so much confidence, and I just don't feel these people are going to get it even if Trump wins. And I don't think there's a reason for him to.
Let me get Steven on this. Let me ask Steve a question. Steve, and then you can answer this too. Do you think that Trump really is, you know, he did approve the vaccine and stuff, but maybe that's just one thing that he made a mistake on or something. Do you think it's possible he really is on another team and he's not part of this deep state and all this because they're actually trying to kill him?
I think he has a positive outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Steve. Steve.
Steve, you there?
Steve, you got the question on that one?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If that Trump question was for me, I just think as far as it pertains to really what happened Saturday, I think it was a inside. This is just my gut instinct so far. And let me just say it this, but, I think it was a stunt for Trump. I think Trump was in on it. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, so to achieve that, it seemed like it would be very hard to get the Secret Service in on that and everything. Now, one way they could maybe do that is like under a drill or something, but I thought about it and God, that's just highly unlikely. I mean,
it's too dangerous.
I just,
shooters.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they, we know they, well, we know that
if you want to add like a couple of extra shooters,
well, the
three
fact
shooters ain't going to miss.
Well, the fact that we know they use
if,
real
if
bullets.
It was a legit shot at Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so now you added three as I didn't even know that the other shooters were part of the equation. And now you got two more shooters. And I'm like, now where are they getting these shooters? I mean,
no, I don't know. I've only got two. What's up, caller? You're on the air. Who's this? Who else is joining us?
Hey, my name is Michael. I'm in California. Don't hold it against me.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
been listening.
Oh man, we're gonna hang up on you right now. You're California? Fuck that. No.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And of course I subscribe to Shepherd M. Bellis channel.
Thank you.
And about a thousand more channels. So I've been watching a lot of the videos on the Trump assassination attempt. And I was just looking at your chart and it looks to me a lot of these people that are postulating on their own personal theories say I've seen a video of something, maybe a Sasquatch on top of the water tower. I don't know what it was up there. A shadowy figure. How the hell did you get to the top of the water tower?
It's just distortion. It's distortion from the film.
But I've seen your video, that video that I'm seeing right now. The other guy said that they were shooting at the special ops guys on the roof.
Yes.
And the bullet came down into the bleachers there. But you
no,
got the
it
arrow
went,
going the
it
other
went,
direction.
Right. So let me show you this. If y'all can get to your screen, how I came to this determination is I know that I've got this all put. Part of everyone's problem is you got to be really good at what you do to scale these stages in here for one thing. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying? Like I had to piece these stages into this because I had to build this whole expansive world and I really needed to know to the foot where those bleachers sit and the angles and everything. So that took a lot of time to piece this together. So once I was confident I had that 100% correct, I now have people here to the foot where I know they got shot with one bullet in one path because I can see visual evidence of that. So when I establish this path,
hit the railing first.
Well, that's what I came to realize for a fact, because. Now watch this. I'm going to search right here. Butler Farm Show. and I'm going to go to Google Maps. Okay. And
yeah.
Let's see. Now I'm going to bring on the satellite view.
Yeah, I want to know where the beginning of that line starts from.
Okay, so check this out. Okay, so I'm going to kind of spin this so these buildings are facing how we're somewhat used to seeing them. So here is the – oh, wait. I got that wrong. Hold on. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Here is the buildings, and here's where the stage – and the bleachers are right here in front of these buildings, right? Now, this building right here is the sniper's nest. And in this, did you see my pictures where you can see the actual window?
Yeah, I'm looking at my computer right
now. Okay, so yeah. If you spin around on this building and you go into like a 3D view, the sniper was actually in this far right window. And it literally, my line goes there to the foot. Now, so when I calculate this out, so this line goes from here and it essentially cuts across this lake. Okay. And it essentially literally goes right over these snipers' heads because it was literally fired at the sniper. Now, how do I know that it didn't come the other way? For one, it didn't come from the water tower. Okay. Not discounting that shots could have came from the water tower, but this particular line of fire is definitely not the water tower. It ends up going over here into these woods about right here-ish. Okay. And okay. So now if I take my little man right here, right, and I put him down here and we go and we look at these trees, and we realize that, we realize that these trees, the only place you could support a sniper would be like right here, right? Like you couldn't really get up much higher. Maybe a fucking crazy nut would get up here and it wouldn't break, but who knows? Okay. But the point is none of that is high enough. When you're standing around here, from other locations, like when you really get into this, like if you're over here and we come over here and the bullet flies over this roof and it just misses these bleachers and it comes out of a building over here and it goes up, its upward trajectory is literally like over these trees, okay? And there's
the downward trajectory.
Yeah, so like there's no way you could be in this airspace. I mean, shit, I guess they could have had a helicopter, but that ain't happening because they weren't firing on a crowd and they only had one target, and it was actually that counter sniper was who they were shooting at. So they would have been shooting, and I doubt they would have taken a helicopter shot and people would have heard and seen that, and that's that, and that wasn't no helicopter. So what we got is it definitely came out of that other building. For sure.
Now, do you know what was in that building?
It looks like some type of stable or something. I'm trying to figure out if Secret Service was on top of that building or anything. But regardless of who was there or on top of it, even like say they even had snipers on top of that building. Let's just speculate like shit. You know, even if they had snipers on top of that building, what I'm saying is this whole job and this whole hit was orchestrated, right? So someone was allowed to be up in the sniper nest. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't just go and get away from the Secret Service and just get up in this thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I agree. I think the descending angle of a sniper on top of the water tower, and maybe even the direct line from the water tower to the bleachers where the injuries occurred is wrong.
You're right. No, it is. And here's what's interesting. If you do the math on the height of this, see, this is lower than that rooftop with the sniper, this sniper's nest. And the guy standing on top of them bleachers was actually at a really high height, because they were standing on the high thing, and the guy was even, you know, a 6 foot guy or whatever, right, or five something, right? And then this person, they got struck. This person got struck a little higher. This person got struck in the stomach. By the time you run the math on that angle, it's about right. It's about a slight upward angle over this thing. It wasn't nothing crazy. And that...
Now, what were they aiming at?
The counter sniper. My theory is their job was to literally take out, or just, you know, try and take this counter sniper out. But what they ended up doing was making them bobble, and it bought some more time. So their thing kind of worked. But they knew that this counter sniper would probably make that shot the quickest. So their job was, when the shooting start, to take out that counter sniper. They fired up to five. Sniper. They fired up to five rounds over that guy's head. Or what I count is, I counted. I thought I counted like five rounds total. I can't remember. I got to go through this. But I think whatever the total count is, there's X amount of rounds coming out of the one guy's gun, supposedly on the rooftop, which I don't believe was that guy. And then this guy shot, you know, however many more shots over that sniper's head, like three or two or five or whatever it was.
Yeah, there was nine shots total, according to all the sonic evidence.
Yeah, so it was, and, what was it? It was three from the building and then five from this guy in the sniper's nest.
Yeah.
And then one final shot from the counter sniper that killed supposedly the shooter.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So the sonic evidence is pretty convincing. I want to find out what was staged.
Right. So far what I think is why this looks crazy, and this happened in the Las Vegas shooting too, and this happens in these shootings, and people don't realize this, and this is where it gets like deep. But basically, the next morning or later that day, the CIA and FBI is already sending out people to do interviews with the media that are like the guy on 9/11 that's like, oh, hey, yeah, I live here. Well, I saw that plane hit, and it was jet fuel and shit. Steel bends at 1,200 degrees and shit. You know, that's why it collapsed. Guaranteed, I'm a structural engineer. You know, like all this shit. Like,
The tires collapsed because of excessive heat.
Yeah, so it's what they did in this one. They sent him out. Oh, we got a lone wolf. That guy was a loner. You know, he was picked on in school. Meanwhile, now everyone's saying he was never picked on. He wasn't a loner. He could, you know, all this shit.
No, he was definitely
a kind of a weirdo, but like a lot of people that knew him said he wasn't necessarily a loner. He just hung out with a certain group of people. And, you know, the thing is as soon as you know he's not a lone wolf and he's got one accomplice, then you can't have Secret Service failures, because you can't have two guys getting into a perimeter.
Well, the beautiful thing about an assassination attempt on the president today versus 1963 is that everybody's got cameras and everybody's a detective, and you're doing the good work. You're trying to figure it out. So is a dozen other people, and they can't hide this shit too much anymore.
Right.
Somebody's going to, you know,
trying to get a hearing, but usually those things are covered up and nothing's going to come out of it. Steve, what do you think about all this?
I still think Trump's in on it. Trump's the one getting the most mileage out of it.
Here's the thing.
The photo ops were right there.
Here's
for
the
you.
Thing. I think that
it's almost like it was all.
Photographer.
Right,
okay, let me tell you this.
Photograph.
The photographer was planned, because that photographer is, and this is the thing. They didn't plan to get that bullet. They didn't plan for him to do the fist pump, in my opinion. They might have photoshopped all that later to make it look spectacular. But the thing is, or he might have got the bullet. And the reason he got the bullet is because this. That's a CIA photographer that was literally ushered out there. And he literally probably had his camera literally. That's why he didn't even hold it up to himself and focus or anything. He already was set to like infinite or something, to where he knew his distance, and he literally just probably had the moto drive on, and it was probably going because he his job was probably to catch the brain shot, like to document this for the CIA and literally catch the brain shot.
Right.
And if it was meant to be, I think it would have been a there would have been a brain shot. The fact that there's not a brain shot.
I thought that at first, but damn, go analyze the video when he turns his head, and literally how he turns it so fast, and it doesn't look scripted or anything, and there's no way you could do that at the same time as the pop, and how he looks in pain when he grabs his ear. Now, I don't discount that. Like, it could be possible that he literally didn't get shot in the ear, but the bullet came so close that, like, overpressure from the bullet, like, ripped his ear. Does anyone think that's possible or no?
I think he barely got nicked.
Like he just barely got nicked.
An eighth of an
inch. We're not even hearing any doctor reports either, you know?
I'd like to see someone take a ballistic dummy. If anyone's watching, maybe they can take a ballistic dummy and get at the range and blow the tip of some ear off. I want to see an 1/8-inch ballistic dummy with a 223.
The natural reaction to have been shot. You know, you would probably have some kind of.
He kind of looked rough. He did look ruffled up, and he did. I don't know. My gut tells me literally he got shot, but it was like the closest nick ever. And it may not have even bled on the way down. Like, you know, he might have personally saw like a tiny bit of blood on his finger or something, like a light layer I'm speculating. I analyzed the bleeding when he hit the ground and everything. A lot of that looked pretty real. I zoomed in on the angles of the blood drips. I zoomed in really good on the ear in a couple pictures, and it didn't look staged up, but it almost looked like the tip of his ear got nicked just like barely or something, like, you know.
Yeah,
but it might it looks like you can almost see it, but I'd like to see more.
The blood on his face occurred after the Secret Service tackled him.
When he was down, and that's what made the angular marks on his face, because his face was angled way down, and the blood dripped down that way.
Exactly. Yeah. So he really did get shot almost. It didn't go through his earlobe. It was just a nick. I think it's stupid.
I know that's hard to believe, Steve, for a lot of people
wearing ear bandages. I think that's really stupid. I don't like.
Yeah, he should just sport it. Like, why not just sport it and like let us see that shit? I'd wear it. Like, I'd be like, I don't even want plastic surgery. That's a story I'll tell my grandkids. I wouldn't be like, I'll never tell that story. Shit, I'd be telling everyone, man, I got shot.
No matter what you think, he almost got his head blown off. It was a real assassination.
No, it might be traumatic. It might be traumatic. But I mean, you would, in a way, like you feel like you would want to tell that like a bravery thing or show it or something. I don't know, but maybe not.
I think Trump's that cocky. He would get shot in the ear. You know, hey, a 20-year-old, he's gonna aim at me. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm not a MAGA guy, but Trump is way better than anybody the Democrats could throw up by far. And there was a real assassination attempt. It's not him having people shoot him in the ear. Like Shepard said, he's not going to put an apple on top of his head. Nobody would do that. So,
that's a bullet. That's what I'm saying. You're making a lot of leaps here. He says that's a bullet that nicked him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it could even be debris. It could even be debris or a bone fragment. You know,
That's what I'm saying. We haven't seen any kind of doctors. Just like you're saying, if he got shot,
I mean, I see what you. Man,
doc, I'd show you. I'd be showing you the X-ray where the bullet went in, where the bullet went out. I'd be like, yeah, look at that, motherfucker. Take that, fucking.
Maybe the fact that he's the president, though, all that shit's kept secret, and he doesn't even have choice over that shit, and that's kind of like a thing. I mean, they're gonna like kind of like classify that event and put some secrecy around it. They probably told him he literally can't talk about it. I mean, I'm just saying, even if it was a real, like, let's assume it for real really happened, that's probably protocol. I mean, it's probably protocol because it's an active investigation. It's like, you know, but, you know, then again, that gives him a good, that gives him a good way to not answer questions, you know. Yeah.
Well, I'm more interested in trajectory, numbers of bullets, Secret Service placement, lack of coordination,
yep.
And all that.
The
I
photographer
am in any
placement
medical,
of that photographer.
I don't care about medical reports. He got nicked in the ear. So what? You know, I want to know who's behind it. That's what I want to know.
You know, my gut feeling is it's not Iran. It's nothing like that. It's literally like the CIA is probably the only agency that could orchestrate this. And of course, in doing so, for instance, they told the Secret Service to go light that day. And then the Secret Service magically requested temporary DHS help. And those temporary agents were probably really CIA agents embedded in DHS. And then that's how they do that. And then, you know, so it's has to be CIA. It has all the earmarks of the JFK.
Yeah.
Hey, Shepard.
And I'm just really glad that shooter, yeah. I'm really glad the shooter didn't fall off that steeply sloped roof. Because
oh, no shit.
You know.
That thing was sloped.
I mean, what a bunch of weak excuses coming out of the Secret
yeah, and part of that's by design because they want the talking points to be, look, it was just failure by the Secret Service. They don't want you to know that it, they don't want you to say it was CIA and it was all planned and methodically carried out.
Well, I think anybody with two brain cells in their head can tell this is an inside job. It was a real assassination attempt. And of course, like everything else, they're going to cover it up. Everybody kind of knows.
Two brain cells going to need medical reports.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get. Reports. I mean, hopefully we
I
get.
I don't
this
care
kind
about
of
you know if you think it got nicked. You know, that's what I'm saying. There's evidence and proof, and there's and when they fail to bring out that proof,
it
and
does make people
allow
question,
you to
yeah,
to fill
right.
in the blanks. That's right. where that's where this this dialogue ends up coming from.
Right. And well and to people that don't have time to put thousands of hours into audio and video analyzation, it's going to be harder to believe too, you know what I mean? But so fascinating.
That's why every researcher is doing their job right now. Everybody like you and a dozen others at least is
and
doing what the
it's an ongoing thing too.
Should be doing.
Yeah, so it's going to evolve as it goes. You know, people will
well
learn
9/11. Everybody thought it was a bunch of Arabs, and
cave
then
dwellers.
What? Like 3 or 4 years later, it was like looking over their shoulder is who did that?
Yeah, no, you're right. Things evolve. That's the thing. It's an active and fluid investigation still, and it will be for years because it's like the John F. Kennedy thing.
Yeah,
with JFK there was a kill.
Yeah. I remember that morning. I was a little boy in 1963. So, so keep doing your job, Shepard. You're doing a good job. And I really want this shit to come out. And little by little, people are starting to believe, well, maybe there is a deep state. Maybe there is a secret government. Maybe corporations do own America and do own the media. Maybe it's Israel. Maybe Israel Mossad is tied in with the CIA. Maybe. I know all these things are true. So my hat's off to you, Shepard. I'm going to let you go for now, okay? Take care.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Steve, anything you want to say in closing? It's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, like I said, this is I was listening a week ago, and I was like, I thought it would have been no more than just some ruckus going on in the parking lot that was being inflated into something. You know, we'd have never thought it would have turned out to be something like this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's there. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll learn a lot more, you know, and we'll see. Guys, thanks to everyone for supporting the show. And all the links are in the description. Go to Squawk, SQAUK.com. Thanks to the good callers. Thanks for anyone who supported my work and efforts. And we'll get to the bottom of this eventually. Right now, it's an ongoing investigation. We'll see you later. Have a good one.